Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 385 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, here's today's question from Mary.
Hi, Pat. Mary Metcalf here from Orlando. Quick question about finding a personal development coach in a mastermind group. I feel like I'm at a point in my career where this would be really beneficial for me. How would you recommend finding both a personal development coach and a mastermind group? Thanks so much.
Hey, Mary, thank you so much for the question today. You know, I feel everybody has a room in their life for a personal development coach, or at least somebody to inspire them. And definitely, no matter where you're at in your business, a mastermind group is very, very beneficial. So just wanted to say that out there up front. But for you specifically, I don't know who you are, but one of the things that you'll need to know is, okay, well, what areas of your personal life do you need to develop? You could find an overall coach who could help you with everything and help you discover what those things are, or you could find somebody to help you develop in the certain ways that you know you need help with, whatever that may be. So it might take some internal kind of looking at what needs improvement, or maybe what's working, what you want to work even better, what do you want to optimize about yourself, and finding those people who are experts in that particular realm. Now, in terms of finding a personal development coach, because finding a mastermind group is going to be totally different, but a personal development coach, this is somebody you're going to be working with for quite a long time on a lot of personal things, hopefully, that are going to help you improve and just master who you want to become. Now, I wouldn't just go in and find somebody, you know, I wouldn't do a Google search and look up personal development coach and then just hire somebody on the spot. Obviously, you're going to want to have a conversation with this person beforehand, talk to them, perhaps meet them in person. And that's really where I would go. If possible, I would look for personal development coaches, potentially in the same space that you're in or in and around the type of personal development coach that you want, and then see if you can, you know, make a connection with them so that you can see if it's a right fit. You don't want to just hire somebody without actually getting to talk to them, because a personal development coach, especially, you're going to have a good vibe with this person. You're going to want to see if this person is the right kind of fit for you. And you want to understand, well, how do they teach? How do they help develop a person? Is it going to be a right fit for you? So even before that, you'll have to know, well, what works for you? Are you motivated by people who are more like drill sergeants, or are you more in tune to get work done in things when you have somebody like a friend holding you accountable or things like that? So you're going to want to see if this person will help fit that bill. And that only can happen through conversations, whether they are online or in person. Now, in person would obviously be best, where you could sit down, have a coffee, have a chat. Maybe they're at a conference and you know that they're going to that conference, and you go ahead and meet them, or you schedule a call, or maybe you do something for them and then they'll want to spend time with you just to make sure that you are a right fit. I mean, that is always how these things start, is with a call or a meeting of some sort. So putting yourself where those people are already, if they do events, if they speak, that's the best thing you could do. Second best thing is try to get on a call with them, on a Skype conversation, a face-to-face Skype conversation would be, I feel, the second best thing, where you can just have a chat and talk and see what they have to offer and how they might help you. And then you could talk a little bit about what you're looking to achieve and see if, again, if it's a right fit. You'll also want to do some research for, if possible, any other clients that they have, and if they're willing to share a little bit about how this person that you're potentially going to hire as a coach is going to be. I mean, you want to do your due diligence and you want to talk to other people, just, you know, sort of like references to see how they work and what they've done and how they've improved as well. Have they improved in the same way that you want to improve? Then that's a good sign. If not, or if maybe something else took off that really isn't part of what you're looking to do, then it might not be a good fit. But again, it's going to take a little bit of research, and that's something that's definitely worth your while up front to do to find that personal development coach. Now, you can find and start with a Google search, but I wouldn't just hire right off of a Google search. But that's where you could start. You could see who in the space is actually providing this kind of service. And then you can, you know, use your gut and the vibes that you get from this person's content, any videos that they might have, and then hopefully any conversations you might have with them, even on Twitter. But again, like I said, real one-to-one conversations on Skype via video or even a phone call could potentially work, but in person is best. So that's how I would go about doing that. In terms of a mastermind group, there's a lot of different ways to find people in mastermind groups. I found that the easiest thing is similar to a personal development coach is in person, but it's a little bit easier because you are with people who are in the same boat as you're in, and you are going to find people who are interested also in starting a mastermind group. And even if they aren't or don't even know they're looking for one, this is something where when you are in person, you're building relationships, you're creating friendships, and you can just say, hey, what if we did this? Why do we have to stop talking when we go home from this event? Why don't we continue to talk regularly over time? Why don't we start a mastermind group and hold each other accountable? I really like what you're doing. Hopefully you like what I'm doing. We could help each other out and that'd be cool. Maybe we can find some other people. That's how a lot of mastermind groups start. And it's not necessarily a conference. I've seen mastermind groups form at meetups. So oftentimes when I go to different events to speak, I will rent out a restaurant and treat people to dinner sometimes. And just the people who gather there, they often get together and create mastermind groups of their own as well. Chris Ducker and I, we go and set up a one-day business breakthrough training in San Diego when he comes to town, and we get about 20 to 40 entrepreneurs who come in, and those people who are all learning together decide often to start mastermind groups together as well. So in person is a great way to do it. Second best, and I've done this before personally myself, is through online communities. So whether through a Facebook page or group, or better yet, a forum or some type of membership site that you are already a part of where there's other people like you who you want to connect with, that's another great place to find a mastermind group. And so that's how I would go about it. But again, like with the personal development coach, you want to make sure that these guys are the right fit first, or these other people that you're getting together with, that they're a right fit. You want to learn about what they're doing, what their values are, and they don't have to be necessarily in the same niche as you, but they have to have the same values as you. They have to make sure that they are committed to this mastermind group as much as you are. And I've created a lot of videos. Actually, the entire month of May, I believe, was dedicated to mastermind groups for SPIT. So actually, if you go to watchspi.tv, you'll see a number of videos listed there that all relate to mastermind groups, how to find your mastermind group, how to get the most out of your mastermind group, things to look out for when you have a mastermind group, when to leave a mastermind group, and all those sorts of things are answered there at watchspi.tv. I believe it's episodes 9 to 12, around that time. You'll see them listed there. So go ahead and check that out. Again, that's watchspi.tv. So Mary, I hope that helps you and gives you a little bit of direction. Thank you so much, and I wish you the best of luck. It's great to hear that you are looking for a personal development coach and a mastermind group that's only going to elevate your brand and your life so much more, and it's going to be a huge benefit to you in what you're doing. So I wish you the best of luck, Mary. Thank you so much. And Ask Pat T-shirt is headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you who are listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, please send it in. Just go to askpat.com, press the record button, and you can leave a voicemail from there. Thank you so much. Thanks so much. I wish you all the best today. And here is a quote from John Cage to finish off this episode. He said, "I can't understand why people are frightened of new ideas. I'm frightened of the old ones." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.